Today is September 16th. Most Cal Poly students are still at their homes or are en route to campus. But Alex McLaughlin and several of his friends are busy planning a program that will take up most of next week. He's here today to tell us about it. Alex, welcome back to San Luis Obispo.
Thank you, Don.
Alex, you and six other students have been deeply involved now for many months planning a program that will take place on campus at Cal Poly next week. Could you tell us something about it? What is WOW Week?
WOW Week is a week of welcome for the new students that are coming to Cal Poly, whether they be from high school or from JCs. We hope to orient the new student to Cal Poly University as well as the area surrounding it.
How do you go about all this, Alex?
Well, we began by breaking the groups down to a personal size of one counselor to eight students, and then take them through an assigned program through the campus and the city area.
It seems to me, Alex, I'm sure it's kind of obvious to our listeners, that this is something that doesn't happen very often. How much planning goes into this program?
Well, the executive board started last September, and planning and executing it, and starting Sunday, it goes into work.
So tomorrow through next Saturday, you have a program that involves about how many new students?
This year, 750.
And what are we going to do with those students in your program?
We'll be touring the campus, seeing the college union. We'll be visiting on home visits with the faculty, and there'll be dances and films and visits with the president of the school.
Do the students get an opportunity to kind of begin planning their academic schedules while this is all going on?
Yes, we have several sessions where the counselors will sit down and help the students plan their schedules and give them guidance in setting them up. So this is usually confusing to the new student.
And then toward the end of the week you have registration for classes?
Uh-huh, Thursday and Friday.
And do the counselors that you will provide through Welcome Week give any help with the students in this registration process?
In the past we have, but this year with the additional load of students registering, we'll rely on the monitors to do this. We have in the past, but this year the monitors are going to do it.
You mentioned, I think, just a moment ago, a program that was going to involve the San Luis Obispo business community. Could you tell us something about that program?
I'd be happy to. This year, for the first time, we're going to have a San Luis Obispo Day. From the past, we feel that it's taken the students too long to find out about the area around San Luis. And we've conferred with and worked very well with the San Luis Chamber of Commerce, and they've given us a great deal of help in setting up a program where the students can familiarize themselves with the downtown area by touring on more or less a rally type thing of the downtown businesses.
How are you going to do this? Are all the students going down there at once?
No, that'd be quite a load. They'll be going down in different groups, probably about 25 to 30 at a time, and they'll be on several different tours so as not to smother the merchants all at once.
Is there going to be some kind of an objective that that these individual new students are going to work to while they're visiting the merchants?
Yes, to see the downtown area and find the stores that they will be visiting and familiarizing, patronizing in the future. They'll get a first-hand glimpse of areas like the Mission, the new mall, and the downtown area, which is, we feel, quite important to the student, to the new community.
Will there be a particular route or route that they'll go on in doing this, or will they be kind of on their own to...
They'll be escorted with their counselor, and they'll be following a set route, and the merchant should be expecting them so as not to confuse everybody on the street.
The merchants, of course, already know this.
Yes, so, in advance.
So we're not telling them right now to prepare. And then I think you mentioned a while ago when we were visiting about this, Alex, that there was going to be a competition involved in it, and some of the students would be competing and winning prizes if they happen to be at the right places at the right time while they're on these tours.
The merchants have donated some items, and these will be rewarded to the students that do win whatever store they're at. If they walk in and say the right thing at the right time, they'll probably get something.
So it's probably somewhat more luck than it is skill that these prizes will be awarded.
A lot more luck.
Okay. One of the things that I'm sure many of our listeners are kind of interested in, I think you mentioned that during WOW, the new students will have an opportunity to visit with Cal Poly President Robert E. Kennedy. Can you give our listeners an idea of how that happens?
Oh, well, every year, Dr. Kennedy is very eager to meet the new students, and he makes his office open and himself available to students. This is very impressive for the new student to meet the president, and he's very concerned with meeting the new students. And when I went through Welcome Week 4 years ago, seeing the president of the college and actually sitting in his office and conversing with him, you know, in a very informal manner, gave you some very good feelings about this university you've just come to. And Dr. Kennedy goes out of his way every year to give us many, many hours of his time to greet the new students, and he does his very best to meet everyone each year.
Mm-hmm. I assume these visits are probably in terms of small groups and mm-hmm. informal groups that where they can visit for a little while they're there.
They're with the doctor for anywhere from 15 minutes to a half hour, and they'll be visiting him for 2 days.
Well, I'm sure it's an expensive thing in terms of Dr. Kennedy's time, but I'm sure that it's also very worthwhile when based mm-hmm. on your experience.
Yes, it's a very good opportunity to see the president, and it's something you don't forget very fast.
Alex McLaughlin, we are just about out of time, but there's one thing that occurs to me as we're just winding up our conversation, and that is this program must cost some money. Who puts it on, and how does this happen?
The price for the students is $15 for the week, and it includes meals, and the Welcome Week Board is not out to especially make a profit. It's just to subsidize itself and to perpetuate it. Maybe there's a couple $100 that's left over. It's used for next year's materials and fees and things like that.
So is it an Associated Students program?
Yes.
Alex McLaughlin, we are indeed thankful for the time that you've taken to visit with us this afternoon, to tell us and the listeners throughout the Mustang Radio Network about the Week of Welcome at Cal Poly. This has been Don McCaleb, your Mustang Football Network halftime host, thanking you for joining us during Cal Poly football game broadcasts. We look forward to the opportunity to visit again with you at halftime of next Saturday's football game.